Romans chapter 5. We're going to bring the word into the room today. Amen. Bring the word into your situation and you'll begin to see change. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 11 in the Message Bible. This is awesome. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, made us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same time that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the temperate steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we've never left feeling shortchanged. Quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Christ arrives on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. Aren't you glad for that? But you don't have it, I have to have it all together. Amen. All He says is just come. Amen. Christ arrives right on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. He presented Himself for this sacrificial death, but we were far too weak and rebellious to do anything to get ourselves ready. And even if we hadn't been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway. We can understand someone dying for a person who was worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God put His love on the line for us by offering His Son in sacrificial death while we were of no use to Him whatsoever. That's reckless love. Taking a chance on us, not never knowing that we would ever love Him back. Now that we are set right with God by means of this sacrificial death, the consummate blood sacrifice, there is no longer a question of being at odds with God. In any way, if we were at our worst, we were put on friendly terms with God by the sacrificial death of His Son. Now that we're at our best, just think of how our lives will expand and deepen by means of His resurrection life. Now that we have actually received this amazing friendship with God, we are no longer content to simply say it in plodding prose. We sing and shout our praises to God through Jesus the Messiah. You have reason to praise today. Even when you were at your worst, God still loved you. And even when we're at worst now, God still loves us. Amen. There's nothing that you can ever do to cause Him to pluck yourself from His hand. He keeps you as the apple of His eye. He's got you, and He's got everything that concerns you. Amen. So that's worth praising God for. We want to start the service out today by looking at the handout for a second. And we want to have special prayer time this morning. There's a scripture that says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So we're going to have special prayer this morning. If you have a prayer request on your heart this morning, let's just stand, and I just want you to raise your hands and just say, God, I've got a special prayer in my heart this morning. Amen. And He already knows about it, but we're just letting Him know that it concerns us. Amen. And we want to have a special prayer also as we pray this morning for Elizabeth and Ray. They've been going through some things, and we know that they're going through. Amen. So, Father, we just thank You today that we can come into Your presence knowing that You have already bore it. And so, therefore, we don't have to bear it. We can roll it on You, Lord, and we can just get up and say, Lord, just take care of this situation. Bring healing to all those that need healing today in Jesus' name. You sent Your word and You've healed us, Lord, and You've delivered us. and from any destruction the enemy would want to come and bring into our lives. For every concern on everyone's heart today, Lord, that is lifted up to you as just saying, Lord, hey, this is concerning me today. We just thank you for meeting that need, Lord, that you are more than able to take care of all that we're concerned about, because you already have. We just thank you for this time that we've come together as like believers in fellowship with praise and singing songs of praise to you, and fellowship with each other and learning from your word, that we may see something that we've not seen before, that we may hear something that we've not heard before. We thank you. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. We come today, Lord, just to center our attention and our focus on you. And not one person is going to leave this place today without having an encounter with you. And we thank you for that. And the church said, amen.
You know, just before we start this and talk about praying for our nation, and I know I'm kind of old, but I know things happen, but I tell you, when on national TV, they start showing how the witches are gathering around, putting hexes on leaders, and they're praying that, and their curse that they're putting on, I'm not being political, I'm just talking about morality, but their curse is that this man dies, and his children are fatherless, and his wife becomes a widow. Now, I tell you, there's something wrong in our nation. There is, you talk about a spiritual warfare, and that, you know, it showed where the Christians were praying, but you know what? The best thing we can do is praise God. I believe in intercession, but people get off into this intercession and all this kind of stuff, and they forget to praise God. And when you've got your praise going forth, guess what? He's doing the fighting for us. I don't believe in giving Satan any territory, any area, any acknowledgement because of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Lord God, I just praise you this morning that you are in control of our lives. You're in control of this church. And Father God, that this is nation, it was founded on God, founded on the principles of the Word of God, Father God, and we're coming back. And we just believe that in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you're going to protect and surround all those people that the enemy would like to destroy. Thank you, Father God, for today is the day. Lord, just set a fire. Lord, just let this passion in us rise up, Lord. Let us not just be comfortable. Just stir it. The passion to praise you and to love people and to desire for people to come to know you, Lord God. And we love you so much in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Amen.
Fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive. like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. 'Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yes, you're on the inside,
burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, yeah. Keeping me alive.
And you're never letting go. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised. Come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind.
Pastor Laverne, we're such a small place here. Why are you praying for the fire to come? Because I tell you what, it says where two or more are gathered in my name, that there I am in the midst of them. And the Holy Ghost can fall and move. And you know, the disciples started out with 120 in the upper room. And by the end of the day, how many did they have? Come on, help me here. 3,000. Why? Because the Holy Spirit filled, and they were all in one accord, and they were praying and believing and receiving. Amen. That's all it takes. We can't do it anyway. Lord, stir us up. Amen. Oh, Father God, thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Set up.
place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be.
Magnify you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Father God, for that fire that it comes. It's moving, Father God. That fire is moving across our nation. People are rising up, Father God, saying enough is enough. Lord God, we're going to stand and we're going to believe you. I tell you what we're going to do right now. I know it may be a little bit different. We're going to take up the offering. You may be seated for a minute, and then I won't, when we begin to praise and worship, just begin praising and worshiping again. But I want to share a scripture while they're getting ready for the offering about this next song. And I know we've heard Pastor Shirley preach on this, but something we need to remember, talking about the words of your mouth and speaking to things. And sometimes we don't make enough declarations. We've been learning about that. We've been talking about the words of our mouth and declaring who we are and what we have. But you know, we need to begin to declare the things that we want to see our children do instead of declaring the things that they're not doing. Too many times we complain and we go before the Lord and even to the children and say, well, you're this and you're not doing this, you're not doing that. And we need to declare who they are in Christ. We need to declare what you're going to be. You know, you're going to be a mighty man of God. You know, I know right now you've done this and this is going bad in your life, but you're going to be a mighty, you're going to be a mighty woman of God. You're going to hear from God. You're going to be, you know, God's got somebody just perfect for you. God's got a wife for you. God's got a husband for you. And it's going to be just the right one. And the enemy can't stop what God's doing in your life. And you know, as we make those declarations to over our children and over our grandchildren, and I'm going to go ahead and pray for the offering, then I want to share this scripture with you. Father, I thank you for the faithfulness of the people in the church, and I declare prosperity at New Life for the Nations. I thank you, Father God, that you supply every need that this church has, and you supply not only the needs, but the different blessings and the favors that your children are believing you for, Father God. I thank you for supernatural blessing on each individual's life, Father God, as they go to work, as they get up, and as they begin to move about in their work. Father, money coming in from places that they never knew it was coming. I thank you, Father God, for blessing that in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read out of Ezekiel 37 before Kenzie does this new song. And you may have heard it on K-Love. You may have heard the song. It's called Come Alive. It's about dry bones. And you know, talking about the prodigals and talking about the people coming in, you know, and we used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and years ago and come down here and pray, and we would command them to come from the north and from the south and from the west and from the east, the ones that God wants here. But there's so many churches that we won't be blessed this morning, that they're going to touch the people that God calls them to church. Folks, we're not in any kind of competition around here. We're in the business of seeing people brought to Jesus Christ and our nation brought back to God. So churches aren't in competition with each other. But I tell you what, I want to read this again before I lose it. It's called The Vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. Now think, the hand of the Lord was upon me, Ezekiel said, and he brought me out of the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass all around them, and behold, there were very many human bones in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, you know. Don't we do that when God tells us something? We say, well, Lord, you know. And then again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, what are we talking about? Declaring to them, say to them, say to this church, say to the people that God's got that he's going to bring into this church. Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will make breath enter you so that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and I will put breath in you so that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise, woo, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, there were sinews on the bones, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. See, you got to do every step. You got to prophesy that breath of God into these people. Son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and they stood on their feet, an exceedingly grand army. So you look at your situation and your family and in your home. You may need to, it just may look like all dead bones. But you begin to call forth those dry bones. And they're going to start rattling. And then you remember to speak the breath of God on the inside of them. Amen. All right, Kenzie.
Hallelujah. So much we have lost as we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked. And one by one, the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory.
Breath of God now breathe.
breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your wondrous cross. Lord God, that it doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do, Father God, in this nation, that we hold up your cross in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that those no curse can light. And we just believe that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak peace and unity and prosperity to this area and to this land. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love. Grace runs deep. While I so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Don't be
worship him with one more song, but you know, it's one you know. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? And all the things that he's provided. If you have a need this morning, don't go home today. Don't leave without that need being met. If you're listening online or if it's recorded and you're listening to it, you need to realize that there isn't anything the name of Jesus can't do for you. And we thank you, Father God, for that name as we worship and magnify you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
praise you, Father God, and we worship and magnify you for who you are. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing. I thank you for that fire that's burning on the inside of Pastor Shirley. I thank you for the life that comes out of her as she brings the word. I thank you for the life that comes out of all the teachers, Miss Denise and me and all the others that are teachers and that minister to children. I thank you, Father God, that these children are blessed and they're anointed and they're different because when they go out, Father God, they know who Jesus is and they know God keeps his promises. They know who they are. They are chosen, not forsaken. They know who they are. And Father God, that's who we identify with. We don't identify with a race. We don't identify with a color. We don't identify with a party. We identify with you, Jesus Christ. And as we go forth, Lord God, let that be our message. Let that be our love. Because you're going to take care of things in the long run. Because it's your Father, you've already won the victory. It's just a matter of us standing up as the army, calling out those dry bones and telling them to stand up in the name of Jesus. Stand up for what is right and for what is you. Thank you, Father God, in this Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I tell you, I don't know how it feels back there. There's a strong anointing here this morning. And we thank God for it. Thank you for Pastor Shirley. Thank you, praise and worship team. And